musical improv comedy. Uplifting.
Improvise sometimes.
It does. Hang on, wait. Hang on. How does it comedically?
We need to know. Yes.
Yeah, it's keeping the feeling of the song. It's using the music.
Do we know any?
Okay, how about this? It just popped into my head.
Okay. Hi, I'm Heather Urquhart.
And I'm Joe Samuel.
And this is our musical improv comedy podcast. Over the next few weeks, we're going to attempt to do one a week.
About all the subjects that you might find useful when you're in improvised singing in a comedy style.
So we'll be looking at different parts of improvised songs, verses, how you can make a good, memorable, simple chorus.
Yeah, and we'll be writing up some of these things on our blog as well, which is at musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk.
So you can always visit there. We'll often post up videos of our students doing songs, mm-hmm. and of the shows that the Maydays do, because yep. Joe and I perform with a troupe called the Maydays. So you can check those out there, but our podcasts are going to break down each week a different aspect of songs, and this week we're going to be looking at bridges.
That's right. What is a bridge?
What is a bridge? Well, in improvised song terms, it's a passage that's usually used in a tagline song.
Which is
a verse that ends with a tagline, the title of the song that you've been given. Either you've titled it in the scene yourself, or the audience have given it to you.
Great. So a bridge is something that's different from the normal verses in a tagline song. Do we know any?
We know a few. What they work best at is either heightening the emotion that's been set up in the song,
uh-huh.
or to show an opposing point of view. When we Googled bridges in Wikipedia today,
hardly anything came up.
Except, no, that's not true. What the computer assumed that we meant songs about bridges.
There were quite a few.
Yeah, like a bridge over troubled water.
Bridge over troubled. Does that have a bridge?
Yeah, I think it does. Hang on. How does it go? Like a bridge over troubled. I don't know.
That would be strange if it did.
If it does, we need to look it up. We need to include it in this.
We
podcast.
Need to know if anyone knows a song about a bridge with a bridge. We need to know.
Okay, so the first one we thought of was the bridge from "I Can See Clearly Now the Rain Has Gone."
Okay, shall I play it?
Yeah, go on, and I'll sing the second verse. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright
sunshiny day.
Heightening the emotion of that song. So the tagline, the title of that song, "I Can See Clearly Now the Rain Has Gone," that always falls on the first line of each verse.
Yeah.
Normally in improvised songs it tends to be the last,
mm-hmm.
but that one is "I Can See Clearly Now the Rain Has Gone," and the bridge musically is very different. It's more soaring,
but it kind of goes up.
It goes up in the notes.
Yeah, the notes are higher pitch.
The notes are extended. They're a bit more epic,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah. It's in a different key.
Totally different key.
And there's a weird chord at the end of it.
A weird chord, and it basically gives you a different feeling from the rest of the song. It's,
yeah, it's kind of uplifting.
Uplifting. So that would be a heightening bridge rather than an opposing bridge.
Okay, so what's an example of an opposing bridge?
So we talked, haven't we, about...
We Can Work It Out.
We Can Work It Out by the Beatles.
Yeah.
So the verse is very kind of uplifting. Think of what I'm saying.
We can work it out.
We can work it out. And then suddenly, musically, it goes, life is very short.
I have always thought that it's a crime. music's completely different. It's in a minor key.
It's got a totally different sentiment. Like, all of a sudden, it's been, like, rolling along. It's all happy. Yeah, we can work it out.
We can work it out. It's all going to be fine.
And then it suddenly goes, life is very short.
You're going to die. Yeah, it's kind of saying that, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's sort of like taking a sort of dark twist. Should we do Rebecca McMillan's favourite bridge?
Shall we? I don't think I can accompany it.
Why not?
Well, I have no idea what happens.
How it actually goes.
Under the wailing. All I know is that... I see her wailing a lot, and so, that's a good bridge.
So, again, this is a heightening bridge. We need to think of some more. I suppose it is worth mentioning that the bridge in improvised songs,
yeah,
we exploit it comedically,
mm-hmm,
by providing an opposing point of view,
yeah,
because you have different characters singing a song in improvised.
So that a bridge is far more likely to be the voice that we haven't heard yet, or yeah, the voice of the inanimate object or the animal.
And obviously there's not much of that in real songs.
No. Again, it would be good to find out,
yep,
songs that do have that.
Anyone that has any examples, please let us know.
Yes, any songs where the bridge is sung by an animal.
I bet you... Don't your kids have songs like that?
So, are kids songs with bridges? I don't know.
Okay, so everyone email in, write in, songs about bridges with bridges.
Songs about bridges with bridges, songs with bridges sung by animals or inanimate objects.
Yeah. Because obviously in pop songs they're not that popular.
No, they tend to take themselves quite seriously as well.
Yeah. Anyway, Wuthering Heights.
Yes. Kate Bush.
You know, it's a pretty weird song anyway, let's face it. Great song. I'm not criticising Kate Bush.
No.
But obviously the verse rolls along. Out on the winding, windy moors, we roll and fall in greed. You had a temper like my jealousy. It's actually slightly different. Song structure, because there is a chorus, mm-hmm, in Wuthering Heights, which is Heathcliff, it's me, a Cathy, I've come home now. Everyone can sing along with that one. But the bridge goes a bit ethereal,
mm-hmm,
and it's got Cathy herself singing to Heathcliff.
Right.
I can't do it justice the way Rebecca does it.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
But it basically goes, ooh, much more emotional, doesn't really have any rhymes at all.
It doesn't have any rhymes, the structure kind of goes out the window.
Yeah.
And it's more just a sort of emotional outburst.
Yeah, and that's exactly what a bridge should do.
Mm.
Whether it's like we just discussed, the heightening of the emotion that's already in the song, or it's the point of view of someone having their emotional outburst.
Yeah, so the bridges work so well in improvised songs because it gives us that lovely contrast, and a lot of comedy is about going in one direction and then suddenly veering off in another direction and then perhaps coming back to where we started again.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is the structure of a tagline song as we do it.
Yeah. My favourite things.
Yeah.
When the dog bites.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great bridge. That's
perfect.
A really good example of a bridge.
Yes.
So.
Because, yes, it's all the things that are bad.
Yeah.
In a song about your favourite things.
Exactly. So, my favourite things. Okay. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
So the bridge is basically comes straight in with bad things. It doesn't explain why you're singing about bad things. But then at the end of the bridge, it sort of says, if these things happen, then I just think about my favourite things and everything's all right again.
Absolutely. So it's keeping the feeling of the song, but it's very much, it's using the music as well and the words to remind you of why it's important to think of your favourite things. So it does show that opposing side of the song. Which I think is a good example.
It is. The bridge is in the same key, exactly the same, interestingly. So it doesn't, and it keeps the same rhythm. So actually the music is very similar. It just gets a little bit more dramatic. Because the verse da, 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 and the bridge.
When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad. So I suppose melodically lyrically and vocally it's different.
Yeah.
More than musically.
Yeah, and mainly in the sentiment of the words.
Yeah.
But it still certainly demonstrates the fact that in the bridge, that's the time to shove in all the stuff that's different.
Yeah.
The
other example of that we would give in class, which is interesting, because in my head, whenever I've listened to the song Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow,
yeah,
in my head I've always thought the bridge was very different.
Right.
Until I played it to you and you said, that's actually musically exactly the same.
Yeah.
but it just goes to show, like, if your sentiment's very different from what you're singing, it can still be quite a shift in the bridge. So the tagline of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow is Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Interestingly, it's not rhyming verse, but the bridge. Tonight with words unspoken, you say that I'm the only one. But will my heart be broken when the night meets the morning sun? So she's saying, all the way through the song, she's worrying about will he still love her tomorrow?
Yeah.
But in the bridge, she's just living for the moment. She's saying tonight is all it's about. So sentimentally,
that bridge. So we can go on an emotional journey.
Well, these bridges and tagline songs work really well in love duets.
Okay. So we've got we've reached a point in the scene where we're about to sing a song. Two people are in love. They're at Waterloo Station, for example. They're about to get on a train. One of them's about to get on a train and go away for a long time.
Why don't we just do one?
Let's do one. Okay.
Okay.
Scared of becoming single as the train moves away into the crowd you mingle. I didn't know if I was gonna see you on the platform at Waterloo. So the bridge.
So I suppose I was going for, actually, you know, I'm about to get on the train. It's all really, really sad.
Yeah.
But actually, I've got an open return. So exactly. I can come back anytime.
You can come back.
It's
not a problem.
Yeah.
And then the last verse would have been something depressing again about leaving and
finishing together with on the platform in Waterloo.
Not exactly the funniest song in the world.
No, but within the context of a larger musical.
Yeah.
That could have been a nice sort of moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, how about this? It just popped into my head because we're doing this in May, this picnic season.
Mm-hmm.
So how about we're about to have a picnic.
You're
about to have a picnic. I'm going to be the sandwich.
Okay, you're going to be the sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll sing a verse each.
You're just going to sing a verse about having a picnic.
Oh, I'll sing a verse and you be the sandwich.
And I'm going to sing a bridge about being the sandwich,
Okay. Basically. Okay, what shall I have for my verse? Park and...
Lark.
Good
and food. Oh, that doesn't really matter, does it?
Hungry and no. Lunch, punch.
Lunch and munch.
Lunch and munch.
Park, lark, lunch, munch.
Park, lark.
This is what happens
munch,
when...
Lunch.
This is what happens when a musician tries to sing an improvised song at the same time. I hope everyone appreciates...
I can't hold four words in my head that rhyme.
You'll be fine. Not that you're planning or anything.
No, this is all improvised. I've never played this song before. Out to the park, we thought it would be such a lark, but then we thought we need something to munch, so we prepared a packed lunch. verse.
Probably not, again, not the finest example of a bridge, but posing musically.
Yes. Dark, minor key.
Different point of view, the sandwich.
You were definitely a different point of view, yeah.
The sandwich, it wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it was fine.
The sandwich sings. So, from a scenic point of view, you know, it's nice to see something different on a sunny, lovely day when everyone's happy and everyone's having a picnic. No one's thinking about the poor little sandwich,
exactly,
are they?
The poor little sandwich whose life is about to end.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's a nice, bridges allow you to do that in songs, mm-hmm. to sort of be unreal and...
So let's see if we can remember some of the crazy bridges we've seen our students do.
Okay, well, obviously the one that popped...
Obviously.
We know which one we're
We know
say.
Which one we're thinking of first.
Wonders.
Yes.
Wonders Bridge.
Legendary now.
Which there is a video of, I think, on our website, isn't
Yes.
there? So you can look at that after.
What's our website?
www.musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk.
Yes.
So you can have a look at that, but they had a song called Paul McCartney Played Everything.
Paul McCartney plays on everything. We had a couple of brilliant verses about him being in Wings and about him playing the bass and stuff like that. And then Wanda came in to do her bridge.
which she was so excited about doing before.
This had been the build-up of the whole weekend, really.
Yeah, she was like, I've got to sing this bridge.
I have to sing. I'm going to nail this. It's going to be my big rock moment.
She's got a great... voice. She's got a big rock voice.
Oh yes.
So it got to the bridge and we're waiting for this this thing.
I was excited.
Yeah, we were all excited. We were all really excited and then so she got on her knees, you know, rock stance.
Yeah.
And then basically she just screamed Paul, Paul, Paul.
Paul, Paul, Paul a lot.
Yeah.
That was it. Which to be honest is a perfect bridge.
It is because it was uber commitment.
It was totally 200% commitment.
I don't know whether it lived up to what she would
I think hoped. She was a little disappointed.
She was with herself. She shouldn't have been there.
No, it was great.
Because she didn't have any... she didn't have any rhyme. She didn't really have any words.
She had one word.
But she had the feeling, man.
Oh, did she have feeling?
She was singing about Paul. That's all that mattered.
And the brilliant thing about it was that then we snapped back into the reality of the song and we had the final verse, which was Paul McCartney Does Everything, which everyone joined in on.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of the bridge. It provided the kind of comedy counterpoint, really.
I know that you had a favourite bridge that you remembered from Osho, when Tony and Katie sang.
Basically it was a song about hedgehogs that Katie, a member of the Maydays Katie Shute, was doing with her boyfriend, who does some improv,
husband,
in fact.
Yeah.
And he was lacking somewhat in commitment in the verses and looked like he was a little bit ashamed that he was standing there singing in front of everybody, but he came to the bridge and for some reason he just all of a sudden embodied the hedgehog in its entirety. He became a hedgehog and he started singing about how he had a little snuffly nose,
which if anybody knows Tony Harris, he's about the least snuffly nose person you've ever met.
And he was doing things with his hands like hedgehogs do, and I've got a little snuffly nose and you've got to feel sorry for me because I'm a hedgehog. And basically, the whole thing broke down because everybody in the room just fell about laughing. It was the funniest thing we'd ever seen.
Yeah. So there you go.
There was also one in our music course we did, wasn't there, where one of our students had laryngitis.
Oh,
but
God.
But she came along anyway.
She did.
Bless her.
Because, Rachel.
Yes.
Did.
Rachel came along to our singing workshop with laryngitis.
That's commitment.
That is definitely commitment. And she found herself in the bridge of a song.
And the song was about PMT.
Yeah.
And there was four girls singing a song about PMT, which I think, you know, us ladies can all relate to.
Yeah.
So Rachel gets to the bridge. And
of course.
Well, you live with it, don't you? You live with it all the time.
Let's get back to the song.
Right, okay. So, so Rachel stepped up to do a bridge and she basically did a silent bridge, but she basically threw the furniture around.
Yeah, started punching people,
punching the walls.
Yeah, very physical.
It was brilliant.
It was amazing. And it did everything a bridge should do, even though it had no words and no tune.
Yeah, it was great. So it was that was definite heightening of what they'd set up about the PMT.
Oh yeah.
She was actually showing what happens when mm-hmm. you have PMT, which is great.
I'm also reminded of a bridge we saw yesterday on our music course with Burkan. The song was about cats.
Well, the tagline of the song was "As fast as a Jaguar."
Fast as a Jaguar, that's it. And there was a general premise in the song that these were car trackers, so there's a pun on Jaguar. And it was all going very well. We had a couple of tagline verses, and then Burkhan's bridge moment came up.
And he just did this incredible bridge about being a hunter. So obviously the double wordplay on the word Jaguar, and it was a really slow physical. I mean, I don't think he even sang for quite a long time.
No, he basically licked his hands and scraped up the Jaguar tracks and sniffed them and smeared them on his face.
Yeah, the oil from the car.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of really good object work. And then when it was the right time to sing, that's when he revealed his moment about being a car tracker, which we didn't actually know until that point.
That's true, yeah.
It was about mechanics till that point. And then we had the double wordplay thing.
Mm.
And what was really nice about it is I don't know whether he knew what he was going to sing before he sang it.
No, I'm fairly sure he had no idea.
But you wouldn't have known that because his object work was so considered, and he got down there and he used the music to make this bridge that was very kind of considered and slow, and watching him track the car. So when it got to the point where he actually revealed that that's what he was doing, we're totally on board with it.
It was great.
Brilliant.
Right, so more examples of bridges.
Okay, so we've been having lots of fun thinking of bridges.
We have. We found probably the world's most shocking bridge.
Well, yeah, definitely the world's most shocking bridge.
Commercially
which
available.
Is, which is the John Barnes rap.
The famous John Barnes rap in the New Order song World in Motion.
I don't know if you remember this, but... They obviously recorded the England song, Joyous Time. Every 4 years we get a new song, Vindaloo, Three Lines on My Shirt.
Wonderful.
New Order, spawned from Joy Division. Mm-hmm. Normally a very credible band.
Very credible. Credibility rating very high until...
Until John Barnes steps in and delivers possibly the worst rap in the world.
Yeah, but it does demonstrate the fact that a rap in a bridge is a perfect example of contrasting musical style, contrasting emotion... a great satisfying thing to watch in a comedy song.
Definitely, and actually I think his rap is an inspiration for improvisers everywhere, because he raps so slowly
that and it just he goes makes you up on the end of each line.
You've got to play the ball,
you've got to hold and give, but do it at the right time. You can be slow or fast, but you must get to the line.
It just shows you that if you get to the bridge in the song, you're improvising, you think, I'm going to rap. You have to come out with it.
Or just talk. Yeah. Speaky bridges are brilliant.
So we've thought of another couple of bridges. Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Yes.
Another really good example of a bridge. It's great for this podcast because obviously it's a true tagline song.
It is, yeah.
The tagline being Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Yes.
And it does follow the structure that we teach, which is verse, verse, bridge, verse.
Yeah. It's got an introduction at the beginning as well.
Yeah, and a little bit of an outro. But it's there. The song structure's there.
Certainly is.
These rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's. And tell me all about it.
So it's a heightening.
Yes.
But she's just listing them and she's speaking, and it kind of a bit of a dance break as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
That she does in that. So.
Well, it's a massive dance break in the film, isn't it?
So you can always do that kind of spoken, expressive bridge.
Listing things is a very good way if you're panicking about what to do. Just list some stuff.
Yeah, definitely. George Burkwell.
Listing
that's his special move.
Yes,
really.
It is. In his nuclear physics song recently, he listed a lot of ingredients that you'd need
for nuclear physics,
including earth,
and
soil, toothpaste.
Yeah, apparently they're the new elements.
Anyway, we digress.
Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. That's a really nice example of a bridge within a true tagline structure.
Yes.
We talked about World in Motion,
mm-hmm.
and Close to You.
Close to You.
Beautiful song. Let's sing that one.
Okay.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
So the bridge.
So the bridge.
What does it do?
Well, musically, what does it do?
It's a bit more jaunty, isn't it?
A bit more jaunty.
It's actually still in the same key, still in the same kind of vocal range, but it's got this kind of tripping rhythm.
Yeah, and musically, I mean, lyrically and sentimentally, it's different, I suppose, because she's been longing throughout the song to be close to this person,
yeah.
And she suddenly thinks about all the great things.
Yeah.
The angels got together and decided to create a dream come true.
Oh.
She talks about the sprinkling of the moon dust in the hair. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's great. So really what we've discovered is there's not a great deal of commercial songs out there that have this structure intact of like tagline verse, then a bridge, and then a closing tagline verse. But the improv comedy singing world has kind of taken this as its primary vehicle for songs. Would you say that's true?
I'd say it's up there, isn't it?
It's up there with the verse chorus song.
It's the modern musical improv equivalent of a Shakespearean aside, in a way.
Oh, nice, I like that.
Because...
A soliloquy, no, like a soliloquy.
Well, actually, in a soliloquy song, it works really, really well because if you're singing about something...
So a soliloquy song is...
A soliloquy song is a song that's sung by one person.
Mm-hmm. The whole song is sung by one person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're singing a song by yourself, it's lovely to do a tagline. In fact, it's perfect to do a tagline song because if you sing a verse chorus song, part of the beauty of those is when you're doing big group numbers, even though you're improvising, people can join in.
Yeah.
If you're singing a song by yourself, then you can show the other side of what you're feeling in the song as well.
Yeah.
So you could be singing, I love him, I love him, I love him. Oh, I'm not sure if I do actually love him. Maybe I don't actually know. Yes, I do. I love him, I love him.
We just watched one on Family Guy, didn't we?
We did.
But I don't think we're allowed to... But the song is basically about needing a certain sort of person in your life.
Yeah.
And then in the bridge, he goes off on this big triumphant journey and goes to the moon. And then it all comes back down to this person that he wants that we can't talk about.
We can't talk about, but we will tell you if you phone us up or send us an email. It's just too offensive, unfortunately.
Well, that's Family Guy for you, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Horses for courses.
That's right.
So yeah, so that's bridges.
That is bridges.
So hopefully that's helped to sort of explain what a bridge sounds like, what a bridge does musically.
When to use it.
When to use
how
it.
How to use it.
How to use it. And hopefully giving you some ideas about what you can do when you're improvising in songs. And from a character point of view, you know, being inanimate objects, showing a different side of what you're feeling. If there's a three-person scene and one person's been kind of left out, it's probably their chance to step
forward. Absolutely, perfect moment.
So, yeah, thinking about how you can use this structure to your advantage to bring out the best in your scene or your song when you're improvising. Hopefully that's all been helpful.
Great.
Thanks for listening to our first podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.